This is the Preparedness Radio Network, preparing you for natural and man-made disasters, helpful tips on gardening and homesteading. Be prepared and remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 9 of Know Your Food with Wardy. I'm Wardy, the traditional food blogger at GanelfGlens.com and KnowYourFoodPodcast.com. And I'm here to help you raise, save, and prep food for good times and bad. Whether you're new to traditional cooking, just getting started, or an old hat at sourdough, fermentation, cheese making, and other traditional cooking skills, you're sure to find lots to help you on your journey at KnowYourFoodPodcast.com. In today's episode, the main attraction is my friend Renee Harris. She and her family make a product called Hard Lotion. It's lotion in a bar, and it is wonderful. She makes it with 3 nourishing ingredients, and in our discussion, we'll talk about the general formula, how she came to it, how you can mix it up to create a whole host of skin products to suit your needs, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Before we get to that, though, let's have the weekly shout-out. This week, I'm featuring Northern Home Garden from Anna and Jacob in Canada. In their cooler northern climate, they are really making things work. With only 100 frost-free days, they figured out they could extend their growing season by using a geodesic dome greenhouse, which they built themselves. And it is beautiful. The other thing that's amazing about what they're doing is that they are growing lots of food without owning a single inch of land. That's right. They grow what they can on their small rental lot, and they have friends who loan them garden space too. It's definitely inspirational, showing us that we all can farm, no matter where you are. And in fact, what they're doing reminds me a lot of the book You Can Farm by Joel Salatin. In the very first chapter, it may even be the prologue. Anyway, he says that one of the biggest things that prevents people from farming is they think they can't farm because they don't own land. Well, he disagrees with that and says you can get started anywhere with any amount of land, even a patio. And that's really what Anna and Jacob have shown us with their northern home garden. I invite you to come see the pictures of their farm, and you can find that at knowyourfoodpodcast.com/farmtours. Go there and then just click the tour of Northern Home Garden. You'll also find a link there to their Flickr set of more pictures. You probably want more. There's so much to see that they're doing. And Anna has promised to keep us up to date on her blog, and you'll find a link to that too. Again, just go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/farmtours and click on the link for Northern Home Garden. And now let's get to listener questions. We have one question today, and it comes from Carrie in Wasilla, Alaska. Actually, she called in last week with a question, and she's got one this week as well. So here you go. Here is Carrie's question.
Hi, Wardy. This is Carrie. I live in Wasilla, Alaska with my husband and our 4 children, and I just praise God for your ministry. Thank you for all that you do. My question for you is, what do you recommend feeding dairy cows and chickens in the wintertime when there's no pasture? And if you sprout grains for them, how do you know proper quantities? Because I know the nutrients are hugely increased with sprouting. So look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
So Carrie's wanting to know what to feed dairy cows and chickens in the winter when there's no pasture, and that's a great question, and we all wonder. And I do have to say there's probably many more answers than I'm going to give, so please take what I say with a grain of salt and feel free to research some more. In fact, I'm going to give you some resources to help you do that. Well, let's start with a cow. With a cow, there's really no way around needing good quality hay in place of pasture. So in our case, we fed, during the no pasture season, we fed a high quality alfalfa hay, or most of the time actually it was an orchard grass hay, and it came from eastern Oregon. We live in western Oregon, and we chose eastern Oregon because just our research showed that the hay grown over there that at least was available for us to purchase was much better quality than the hay that's grown around us. It's greener, or I should say it's harvested when it's greener, and there's a lot of flora in it and more minerals, and it was super high quality, and our dairy cow did very well on it. And for more information about, you know, how to find what to look for, how to know good quality hay, I really recommend the book Keeping a Family Cow by Joanne Grohman. And she also talks about amounts in there. She says that a 30 to 40 pound bale of hay per day per cow when there's no pasture. For us, we also supplemented about 5 to 6 pounds of rolled oats or rolled barley year round, really. And that was to give our Jersey cow plenty of energy and to keep up her condition. She seemed to need it. Now, chickens, there's lots of things you can do. Of course, there's chicken scratch that's available. I don't recommend the normal chicken scratch because you're looking at GMO, corn and soy most of the time. We have a soy-free and non-GMO chicken feed that we get from Washington. It's called Scratch and Peck. And that's what we're using now. Years we didn't use that. We actually mixed together our own feed. We use rolled grains, oats or barley, same thing we fed the cow, so it was really convenient, with whole peas, sunflower seeds, and kelp, and also all the chicken scraps. And regarding the chicken scraps, I have a friend who acquired some, just chickens that were not doing very well. And she just started taking all the like squashes and stuff from the garden that they just couldn't eat, and she'd cook it and toss it out, and they were just basically eating excess garden produce in the, you know, late summer, and they totally transformed their body condition. They started laying eggs again. They perked right up. It was just amazing, and that was on kitchen scraps plus her own mix that was similar to the mix that I just shared. Now, another thing you can do if you have a dairy cow is clabbered milk from the cow is an excellent source of protein. It's non-GMO, it's non-soy, of course, provided the cow didn't eat those things. And I have a YouTube video on how to make, it's a YouTube video, and basically you just want to search on YouTube for soy-free chicken feed. And that's where I talk about how I make the clabbered milk. It's easy. You're just putting your milk in buckets, letting it clabber. You skim off the cream to eat yourself, and then because the cream separates from the milk, and then the clabber goes to the chickens. Now, let's talk about sprouting grains. I've actually never done it, so I'm going to refer you to someone who has been doing it. Looks like she's been doing it for 6 years now with great success. And that is Rachel from Texas. She blogs at thepromisedlandfarm.org. I featured her in a farm tour several weeks back, so you may have seen her then. Anyway, she talked about sprouting then, and she has a whole post on her blog about sprouting for animals with her whole process, what she's developed over the 6 years. If you go to thepromisedlandfarm.org and you type sprouting grains in the search box, you'll get to it. Or if you want to just go right there, here's a link I've made for you, knowyourfoodpodcast.com/sprouting grains. And she actually free feeds her chickens. You were asking about the amounts. Well, she just lets the chickens decide what they need, and she finds that they just eat what they need. She doesn't recommend it for cows and horses, and I probably would agree. Larger animals may not have the same self-regulation capabilities, and you might be facing bloat and such. But as far as the chickens, they get free fed. And boy, on her blog, there's a video of how she does it, plus all the details. And I'm pretty inspired after watching it. I think you will be too. Myself, I'd like to start doing it, so we may add that into the routine. We'll see. So I really hope that helps you. It was a great question. And I told you I'd give you resources. So I want to recommend that you visit familycow.proboards.com for lots more information about raising dairy cows or other farm animals. All the people there raise lots of animals, and they talk about it. So there's lots of information there. You could ask questions. And plus, of course, the book from which the forum started, Keeping a Family Cow by Joanne Grohman. I think that's required reading for anyone keeping a dairy cow. Well, thank you, Carrie, so much. I really appreciate your question. And for everyone else, here's how you can leave me a question. I'm really happy And I'm ready, actually, to add them into the rotation for next week. Just visit knowyourfoodpodcast.com/questions. I'll be happy to take a listen to what you have to ask, or if you just have a comment, I'd love that too, and I'll help you out if I can. And now it's time to take a break to hear from our sponsors at BePreparedRadio.com. I will be back after the break to introduce you to Renee Harris, who makes nourishing skincare products from only 3 ingredients. So I'll see you in a few minutes.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
And now I'm back, just in time to introduce you to Renee so you can meet her and learn so much about nourishing skincare.
Hi, everyone. My guest today is Renee Harris from Maidon Skincare Products. You can find her at hardlotion.com. Now, you might be wondering what hard lotion is and what's the deal with this Maidon Skincare Products. So I want to tell you a little bit, but Renee is going to tell us a lot more. So this is just a little introduction. Hard lotion is lotion that's solid at room temperature. Basically, it's pretty simple. And Renee's hard lotion uses just 3 ingredients as its base. There's shea butter, coconut oil, and beeswax. They're all wonderful ingredients, and there's only 3 of them. And it comes in a bar. You just gently rub it in your hands. And as you rub it in your hands warm it up, and then you can spread it wherever you need it. Right there on your hands, your cracked and dry feet, rough elbows, just anywhere you need it. It's really wonderful. And my little personal story here is that in my life, you know, I do a lot of dishes and outside chores like gardening and milking and So my hands used to get really, really bad, just red, itchy, cracked. They were just quite painful. And then Renee shared some of her products with me, and I have not looked back. Really, my hands have not been the same since. They don't even get red, itchy, or cracked anymore. And that's with just even very small maintenance doses, for lack of a better term, of the hard lotion. I don't have to use it constantly. The beeswax helps it stays on, so it's not something that just wears off. It works really, really well. And I also put it on my feet just about every night. I love it. Now, having said all that, you might be wondering, why am I talking about hard lotion on the Know Your Food with Wardy podcast? And that's a good question. You've been thinking of it. Here's how it relates. First of all, I know, and probably a lot of you know, that raising, saving, and preparing food takes a toll on our skin at times from the tasks that we need to do. And just like we want to nourish our bodies with good food, we should nourish and repair damaged skin with nourishing products like Renee's Hard Lotion. So that's one reason I wanted to have Renee on as a guest. Another is that Renee and her family embrace traditional cooking and real food, and I think that we're all going to learn a lot from her about how she and her family balance that priority of real food with running a business out of their home and all the demands that that business makes on their time and their schedules. I just want to say one thing really quickly before I get Renee on here. I want you to know that you can find links to her site and all the other things that we're going to talk about today in the show notes for this podcast, and you can find those at knowyourfoodpodcast.com/9. And now it's time to hear from Renee. Hi, Renee. Welcome.
Hi, Wardy. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And I hope you just start out this podcast by telling us about your family, your life, your business. You can be kind of brief on the business because we're going to talk about it more coming up.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we have my husband and I live in Northern California. Kind of not the busy area of Northern California, but we are off to the hills a little bit. And we have 8 kids, and my youngest is about to turn 2, and then my oldest is 14 and a half. So we have a 2, a 4, a 6, a 9, a set of twins, a 13, and a 14 and a half year old. So we have 2 girls and 6 boys, and we work from home. We also homeschool. And we don't actually own a farm. We don't have the farm life going on, but we have the advantage of living just a couple miles away from a dairy farmer who actually just became shareholder. What do you call that?
herd share program.
Herd share. I was trying to say herd and share at the same time. Anyway, so he's now got his little business going, and so we get our milk from him, and we get eggs from another farmer, and we buy our beef from somebody else. So we have what's called a virtual farm. It's not where we actually have to get up at 6 and milk cows, but we get all the benefits of it. So that's our family, and that's our little life story there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And, you know, I didn't realize you had twins.
Yeah, we do. That
totally
was,
missed that.
Yeah, we had 2 boys and then a set of twins. And after 2 boys, I went into, because it's twins, they tend to do more ultrasounds and so on, especially back when I was doing more of the hospital birthing back then. And so I thought, is there any chance I can get a girl in that set? And sure enough, I got my number 4 was a girl, and then her twin brother was a boy. So, yeah, then we went on to have a few more boys, and then number 8 was a girl again. So, yeah, we do.
Oh, that's precious. Well, tell us now about your lotion bars. How did you come up with them? What's the deal with hard? Why do you think hard is better?
Well, it kind of came as a result of a problem I had. It wasn't that I was looking for something to make that I had never heard of. It must have been about 4 years ago now. At around Christmas time, I had always had problems with my skin as far as just being extremely dry, and I would get the cracks in my fingers just to the point of bleeding, and in my heels, because I like to walk barefoot a lot, those would start to crack and bleed, and so it was just something I've always dealt with. I remember being a teenager and having the same problems with, especially my heels, And so over the years growing up, and then you start a family, and then you're washing your hands as you have to clean diapers and cook and all of that. So it was just something I figured it was a burden that I just had to bear, and I would never, you know, be able to find an answer to it. And I had always tried all the different Eucerin and bag balm and night gloves and all kinds of things like that. And then my mom actually mentioned to me that she had a friend that sent her a hard lotion bar. She actually just said it was like lotion in the form of a bar, like soap. And I had never heard of that. But at that time, I was starting to make soap just for the family, kind of as a little side project. And I thought, well, that's kind of the same thing as making soap, so how hard can that be? And so I Googled it and came up with the recipe that I just chose the easiest recipe I could find with the fewest ingredients because I was a little bit skeptical about it. And then I found the ingredients at the local natural food store, and like within hours I was making a hard lotion bar. And the amazing thing is that it worked like within hours, and overnight my skin was already starting to heal up. So it was one of those amazing, wow, I can't believe there's an answer to my problem that I've had for years and years. And then at the same time, my son, who he was helping me a lot in the kitchen because of all the chopping and stuff. Either my husband or my son would have to help chop, especially if it was lemons or something that would really sting if I cut it. But he was starting to get some kind of an eczema on his hands that was not going away. And I wasn't sure what that was all about because we didn't have any of that in our family history, and it would just kind of come and go. And then I figured I'd had him try that on his skin, and that really cleared that up. And I should say, by the way, that with eczema, and I'm glad to have your site as a referral site for it. There's so many reasons for possibly having eczema, and I'm learning that over the years. In this case, the lotion really helped him, and it cleared it up. There's other cases where if it's severe, you know, it may not. There's probably going to be a lot more issues to look at that could be food-related or environment-related and so on. But in this case, it completely worked. So the timing was perfect. We now had a problem, you know, we were able to solve our problem, and it was Christmas time, so now I have gifts I can give away because I thought, this is unique. No one's ever heard of this. And I got some good feedback from people. So from there, I just decided, I think within a few months, we decided to, well, let's just see about maybe we can be part of our local farmer's market and turn it into a little side business. So that was the beginning of the business story. And as far as the beeswax and what makes the hard lotion bar hard, it's really because of the beeswax. And obviously, when you buy a pump lotion, it doesn't come out hard, but we found that you need that beeswax in it to seal in the other ingredients of the shea butter and the coconut oil.
Wow. I just loved hearing you share that story. And I'm glad you made the point about eczema, looking at so many things. Our son had eczema. He was born with it really bad, and it was rooted in both external and internal things. So the combination of really quality healing products on the outside as well as addressing the food just was really wonderful for him. And he was a severe case, but you know, for somebody like me who just gets a rash after you know, tomato juice or just doing a lot of dishes or picking tomatoes, I find such great relief from your hard lotion product. It's like you. Well, I don't think I was ever as bad as you. I do feel like I've had a tendency toward dry skin my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hated that my feet were dry and cracked. And so I would not go barefoot, and I would always wear socks everywhere because I just hated that feeling of dry on carpet or gravel or cement or whatever. I don't know if I'll ever grow out of that. I have to say, though, that since having your hard lotion bars, I've been barefoot a lot more, a lot more, like maybe double or triple. So
good.
So it's really, I just love it. So that was great to hear that. Tell us, you know, what I love the most about your lotion bars is that there's three ingredients, basically, the beeswax, the coconut oil, and the shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
And the beeswax, yeah, I definitely agree with, you know, add that to help things stay on. When my son was younger, I wish I'd had the hard lotion bars, but when he was really young, the thing that I knew to do was to add beeswax to olive oil where I'd let the olive oil steep at a really low temperature with soothing herbs like calendula, and then I would melt the beeswax in it to make it like a balm.
Uh-huh.
It would firm it up so it would spread on, but it still wasn't, I mean, it worked, but the thing was is he would get all this residue on his clothes, so he had to have devoted, you know, bathing in olive oil balm clothes because we didn't want to ruin all his clothes, so... If I still had them, you know, I could still feel that they were slimy. So, you know, I think you found a really good solution to something that you can use therapeutically that stays on.
Right.
But that doesn't ruin your clothes.
Yeah, so. It's funny that you mentioned actually that combination of olive oil and beeswax. I've had people ask if there's a substitute for coconut oil because they're allergic to it or they don't like the scent or whatever. And so I came up with a recipe. I think I've got it on my website somewhere. If not, I'll try to make it more obvious where it is. But is olive oil, shea butter, and beeswax can work really well too. And the way that one came about is that my dad works for, or he doesn't really work, it's a volunteer service that they have where in Northern California, the city I grew up in, they find all of the extra trees that people have in their backyard of fruits that aren't being picked, so they just kind of they drop and rot, and they gather those. They call out people like my dad, and he gets a bunch of volunteers to go out and pick the fruit, and then they give them to the food bank. And so there was an olive farmer out there that had a lot of olive oil that he would sell his olive oil, but this was a certain grade of olive oil that he couldn't sell for whatever reason, didn't make the grade, I guess. And so my dad had just huge amounts, but it was still edible. It was fine. It just wasn't the most flavorful olive oil. So I took some of that and kind of tweaked it a little bit, and it was amazing that by adding the beeswax and shea butter, we made olive oil bars out of that. And so he took those back to his group and shared those. And so it's just, you know, once you get to know how oils and fats and so on work, you can just tweak them and change them. And with what you were saying about how that it was leaving residue, that's kind of like a lot of people will use coconut oil alone on their hair, on their skin. And that for some people, that's all you need. But sometimes it can leave your skin greasy. So if you try to just coat your hands with coconut oil and hope to get rid of the dry skin problem, you're probably also dealing with greasy skin then. And so that by itself is okay. And it's obviously coconut oil is a fantastic ingredient. But something better happens if you can add shea butter. And shea butter by itself is fatty and it's water resistant, but by itself it's sticky. So if you were to coat shea butter on your legs or something, you'd have stuff sticking to it right away. So that alone is, it's a good ingredient, but it needs something else. And then the last with the beeswax, knowing that that's what hardens those two ingredients together, is to get all three of those just make the perfect bar. And it's actually so easy, and that was what amazed me with the original recipe I found online, is it's just an equal amount of those three ingredients to make it into a hard bar. So a lot of people have actually gone and made it themselves and come back to tell me, yeah, this is so easy. And that's what I was amazed. It's so easy. I don't even make soap anymore because that's so complicated compared to this. So,
I was going to say that was you said you'll try this because it, you know, you've been making soap, it can't be any harder. Well, you probably found it was much easier.
Oh, I was so happy. Now we sell soap on our site, but I have a goat milk soap maker. So since she has the goats and the goat milk and she's been doing it for years and years, rather than me try to learn how to do all that, we trade and then I buy the soap from her to resell on the site. So it works out great. And now I love her soap. So every now and then I'll say, hey, surprise me with something different, and she will. She has such a huge variety of different soaps, and then we've chosen just a few to sell on our site. But, yeah, it's neat to kind of see what other people can do, and I would say lotion is a whole lot easier than making soap.
So back to the three ingredients, shea butter, beeswax, and olive oil, coconut oil. probably the problem with the balm that I used to make, and I was, you know, very new to all these things then, is that I didn't use enough beeswax. I used very little beeswax compared to olive oil, but I didn't have the shea butter to balance the greasy factor of the olive oil.
Yeah, I think you probably would have come up with something if you had had
either
by just trying them. I'm not sure. I haven't tried that with just the two, the beeswax and olive oil together. But I think that the shea butter would be a good ingredient to add that extra fatty ingredient.
Yeah. Oh, how interesting. And you do, I should throw this in here now, I didn't know where I was going to quite say it, but you're talking about do-it-yourselfers, and I want to mention to everyone listening that Renee sells, you know, hard lotion bars and all the variations, lip balm, whipped body butter, and kind of things like that, but she has do-it-yourself kits. They're really fun. I've had one here, and I invited a friend over, and it was so fun. We made your hard lotion bars and lip balms. The kit went so far, and we both had all these gifts to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another option for do-it-yourselfers is that you have a series of e-books, My Buttered Life, and there's a summer edition and a baby edition, and they both have recipes to make variations of the basic, you know, threesome there to create. Well, what all is included in those?
Yeah, we have, for example, the baby edition is pretty much every recipe in this. Actually, we have three e-books. Another one is a gift-giving e-book. So there are three different e-books.
Okay.
And each has five ingredients or less in each recipe, and then there are five recipes. And there are also videos where I show you, and I can, you know, walk you through it so you know exactly what to expect when you make them. So the baby e-book has a... I think I just call it a diaper rash cream or a rash cream. It's the basic recipe that I sell online for rash cream is in the recipe is in the book. And there's a baby massage oil. And I'm drawing a blank. I didn't print these out. I probably should have.
I put you on the spot.
I know. I thought, oh, boy, okay, what do I think on my head? And then the gift giving, I focus a lot more on cocoa butter in that one because people really liked the scent of chocolate and cocoa butter. So there's like a whipped body butter in that using cocoa butter and how to make scented and shaped, giving you a lot of different ideas to use for shapes to make a shaped hard lotion. And so it's fun because I get a lot of feedback back from those people that use the ebook, and I'll hear about it after Christmas. That's kind of when sometimes you'll get emails from people. And I love hearing the stories because it's hard to find something to give someone that's going to be useful and they will like it, you know, something that they can actually enjoy and not just throw away, but it's a consumable, so it's not just going to sit on a shelf and never get used, and it will actually enhance their quality of life if they have a certain kind of a skin problem or just super dry skin. And then the summer edition has sunscreen in there and a bug repellent bar. The recipe is in there for that and a foot protector bar. And that's just using a lot of essential oils that work to repel bugs or to protect the feet. And just as I did more digging into different essential oils, that's kind of where that came from. So, and then there's also a tanning oil in there. So it's just amazing to me that by just tweaking the ingredients that you can make a brand new product out of it. So that's kind of how the ebooks. Plus, I didn't want to have so many products that I would be working all the time on creating a whole bunch of products and then some sell and some don't, and you never know what rush is going to come in at what time. And so we decided that instead of adding a lot more new products to the line, those go into the ebooks. And so it's been a great, nice little compromise to do it that way.
Yeah, I was going to compliment you on your generosity, which I think you are generous. Obviously, you are. You share your recipes freely in the books, and you help people all the time, and you have DIY kits. But I didn't even think about the practical aspect that if you do recipe development and testing and you put them in an ebook, then you're not having to add it to your production line, but it's another way to share with people.
Yeah, and it's been, I think that's one of the best benefits of owning a business is just hearing from people all the time, getting emails back, and that's been one of the most fun for me is just to hear from people. And part of it is I just know that pain of, you know, especially for me with my fingers and knowing that especially there's a lot of moms out there that are trying to do things for their family, but that part is just keeping them back because they are in pain. And, you know, pain comes in so many different forms, and if you can just get rid of that pain, then it's so much easier to get things done in the day, and you don't have to have that keep you back. So,
I agree. It is painful to have your hands cracked and bleeding, and you still have all these things to accomplish, and every drop of water or lemon juice, like you said, is just excruciating. Yes. Well, thank you for all that information. We are going to take a quick break here to hear from the BePreparedRadio.com sponsors, and then Renee and I will be right back.
No power? No problem. Whether you're living totally off the grid or just preparing for a winter storm, at Lehman's, we've got you covered. Glenda Lehman Irvin here for Lehman's in Kidron, Ohio. My father, Jay Lehman, founded our store in 1955 to serve the local Amish with non-electric appliances, tools, and houseware. Today, through our website, lehmans.com, a print catalog, and a retail store, we provide oil lamps, water pumps, wood stoves, canning supplies, and hand tools to customers all over the world. So, whether you want to save money on your heating bills with a wood-burning stove, feed healthy, homegrown food to your family by gardening and preserving, or simply be kind to the earth by drying your clothes on a clothesline, Lehman's is your source. Visit Lehman's.com or call us at 1-877-438-5436 for a catalog, or just stop by our store in Kidron, Ohio.
I'm Dr. Prepper, and I'm here today to tell you about the Wonder Mill. Their patented grain mills create the most luxurious and quality flours from any hard grains or beans. They contract with the world's best-suited factories to manufacture the Wonder Mill to the highest specifications in the industry that they plan and design right up there in Pocatello, Idaho. They're the only American company with both electric and hand-operated models. I like them so much, I bought both, and you should too. I use the electric model for the finest flour, and I use the hand-operated model for making my grits and creamy wheat for breakfast, and I can have it fresh every day. With the Wonder Mill's lifetime warranty and the fact that these are simply the world's fastest, quietest, cleanest operating grain mills, it's no wonder that most preparedness and kitchen professionals prefer the Wonder Mill over all the other grain mills on the market. I love both mine. I know you'll love yours, too. Go to thewondermill.com. That's thewondermill.com. And Wonder Mill Grain Grinders. Get yours today. Tell them that Dr. Prepper sent you, will you?
Did you know that several major European countries are at risk of defaulting on their financial obligations? The U.S. economy will suffer substantially if this happens. Inflation is getting worse, and with a European default, hyperinflation is very possible. If hyperinflation occurs, store shelves will be empty within days and food prices will skyrocket. Will you be able to feed your family when hyperinflation hits? BuyEmergencyFoods.com offers the best kind of emergency food, Legacy Premium, with the largest variety available in the freeze-dried food industry. Each meal is packaged for freshness in individual nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouches. The meal pouches are then sealed in stackable heavy-duty plastic containers that are easy to store, easy to transport, and won't be damaged by water or rodents. So, if you're worried about food inflation, economic crisis, unemployment, or natural disasters, then don't delay and prepare your family now. Buy your emergency food supply today. Disasters happen. Don't get fooled into thinking that they can't happen to you. Order today and use the promo code E2E and get free shipping and 5% off on every item.
Hey everybody, we're back. I'm here with Renee Harris from Made On Skincare Products. We've been talking about her hard lotion, and now I want to talk about her general formula for hard lotion. She and I both mentioned it already. She's got three basic ingredients: shea butter, coconut oil, and beeswax. And I want to ask her how she's branched out. So, Renee, you've branched out into other hard lotion kind of base recipe products like lip balm, diaper rash cream, sunscreen, bug balm, whipped body butter. I'd like to hear more about how you can start with the same basic ingredients as the hard lotion bars but end up with these different products. In other words, how are all these products alike? How are they different? What are you tweaking to get a different end result?
Yeah, it's actually each of the new products that we came up with was kind of a result of a little bit of research and a little bit of just answering people's questions of, I like it for this, can I also use it for that? And then just by going back and experimenting with the ingredients again, we came up with something new. And so the first thing that was a real obvious one was the lip balm. It's actually the same ingredients as the hard lotion. So if you're in the kitchen and you're making hard lotion bars and you just have a little bit left but not enough to do a whole bar, or you really want something for your lips, then actually in the kit I provide four lip balm tubes, or you can use any kind of old container that would be like maybe another chapstick container, and just fill those up with using like a medicine dropper. So
that was an easy one. You do have to kind of tweak a little bit with beeswax and coconut oil at times because, like, for example, in the summertime, you need a little bit more beeswax in the hard lotion and in the lip balm because it can be so hot that it wouldn't melt right away, but it'll be a little softer. So just those little tweaks, but that's usually the heat of the summer and the cold of the winter. So then also with the lip balm, sometimes you need to add a teeny bit of coconut oil just to make it a little bit softer. So the lip balm was easy. It's pretty much the same recipe. With the rash cream, I was noticing there was a summer when my son just seemed to hit rash after rash, and I'm sure it's because of all the fruit he was eating that summer. And so it was just as soon as I changed a diaper, there was another rash there, and I was just lathering on the Desitin. And then I noticed that the Desitin said something like 17% zinc oxide, and I thought, I have zinc oxide because I bought it at one time thinking I would try making a sunscreen with it. And so I pulled that out and then started experimenting with making a diaper rash cream. And what I did to tweak that one was I tried it with all the regular ingredients from the hard lotion bar and then blended in some zinc oxide. But I found that shea butter was just, remember we talked about the shea butter kind of by itself is too sticky, and that was the problem I had with the rash cream. It was just too thick on his skin. So I took out shea butter altogether, and it made a perfect rash cream with just a little bit of beeswax, more coconut oil, and a little bit of zinc oxide. And it's super effective, and it doesn't ruin cloth diapers, and I've had a lot of great feedback on that, too. So that was the rash cream. And then I had it on the back burner to try a sunscreen, so it was summertime, so I tried that at the end of a couple summers ago and found that zinc oxide, shea butter, coconut oil, and beeswax together make a great sunscreen. So pretty much the same way of making rash cream with a stick blender, I did the sunscreen, and that was a nice hit for our family. And that recipe is in the ebook. And then bug block, I was selling with my sons at a farmer's market our hard lotion bars, and read up that citronella is a great bug-repelling essential oil. And at farmer's markets in the summertime when it's starting to get, the sun's going down and the bugs come out, it was a perfect chance for us to try it there. So we did, and it worked really well. And then I added a couple different essential oils, and that made bug blocks. So that was the same exact recipe as hard lotion with the essential oils added. And then the whipped body butter, I found another recipe that someone had used using a KitchenAid. So I tried that out on the body butter, and it was beautiful, super nice and smooth. Some people really like the soft lotion that's just a natural way of doing a pump lotion, and so this is pretty much as close as you can get to that with the whipped body butter. So it's a lot of just little tweaks and ingredients to make a whole new product out of it.
So the whipped body butter, is that which ingredients go in that you're whipping up in the KitchenAid?
Well, you can do two different things. You can do with shea butter, coconut oil, and then you can add an essential oil. And that recipe is the specific amounts are in the summer edition. And what you do is you just melt those ingredients, the shea butter and coconut oil. You melt those in, you stir it up, and then you refrigerate it so that it can become hard again. And it's best if you do that in the base of your KitchenAid. And then once it hardens up, you bring it out and put the whisks on the KitchenAid, and you just whip it, and that's it. So, and then at that point, while you're whipping it, is when you could add some drops of essential oil if you like that.
Oh, and it does sound beautiful.
It's so easy. It's really easy. And it makes a ton because it whips it up so much. There's so much air in there,
yeah,
too. And then there's a recipe for a cocoa butter version of that in the gift-giving guide. So it'd be the same ingredients, but instead of shea butter, it uses cocoa butter. And that's a nice chocolate-scented one. So you could add peppermint if you want a little, chocolate peppermint with body butter. And this is where it's just as easy as recipes that you would be doing for dinner. It seriously is as easy as that. Or if you're going to make a cake, this is easier than making a cake. So, and what's nice is you can have all of your little products on hand. So if you have company and you just want to leave something, if you have overnight guests, it's a perfect thing to leave on the nightstand for them. That they would remember you by and things like that. So you can always have something to give as a gift if you're going to a party or someone's house for dinner. They make great presents that way too.
Well, I love this kind of talk. This is how I feel about food. I love simple recipes with basic ingredients And I love not changing my overall understanding of how things work, but just making little tweaks to, you know, get something different. So
yep.
This is just fascinating to me. I do want to talk about food, though, with you, because this is a show about food. And I know that serving healthy food is important to your family. So will you tell us how you balance feeding your family right with the demands of a home business and also homeschooling? How does that work for your family? And I'm really curious about, you know, where do you produce all these products? Right in your home? Do you have a, you know, how does that all work?
Mm-hmm. Well, we, first with the food part, when we got married, I was pretty much, I could cook pasta and I could follow a recipe and bake a cake. I wasn't by any means a chef or a baker or anything like that. So it was just really basic kind of food I grew up on. And then my husband was raised in France. So if you ever, you know, read Julia Child's autobiographies and so on, you find out that, you know, the French are pretty snobby about their foods. And but the benefit of that for my husband to grow up in that environment is that he knew how to put things together that were super simple. So he brought that to our marriage. And I remember that one of the first things I learned was just a basic vinaigrette with olive oil and balsamic vinegar and Grey Poupon mustard. And so that becomes our staple for salad dressing all the time. And you know, if you do steamed broccoli, you don't need to have a lot of, you don't need to make it into a casserole. You can enjoy the flavors mm-hmm. of broccoli with some sesame oil on it and stuff like that. So a lot of it was just learning from my husband, Jonathan, and just wanting to make good food choices for a family as we were growing, as we were raising them. So our basics for just feeding the family is it's got to be tasty. I think that's, you know, really important for us. But we noticed that once they get used to eating Brussels sprouts and we put it butter and salt, that's all they need. They love it. My kids used to call it little balls when they were at the store, Mom, go get buy those. And it was nice for me because I thought, well, I didn't grow up loving Brussels sprouts and mushrooms and asparagus. But our kids do, and putting like a lemon slice on their plate so that they can put the lemon on themselves, things like that, they've gotten used to, especially with vegetables. They really love vegetables for the most part. I mean, they have their preferences over what they wouldn't want, but they eat well because of that. And so for us, it has to be simple to prepare, and that's partly because we have a lot of kids. It's got to be fast and easy, and our kids have learned to cut and slice and things like this, one of those things we taught them early on. And then we just have a lot of foods that we buy in bulk. I actually use my coconut oil buckets. I have like 5-gallon buckets of old coconut oil containers, and they're all food grade, so I'm able to reuse those into buying 50-pound bags of wheat berries and putting that in the buckets and so on. So it's nice to have that kind of stuff on hand. And then we don't eat 100% healthy. We still have time for our Snickers bars or our cookies that are totally unauthorized, but we'll have those, and they know they can have that too. And so as long as we try to, you know, 80% eat healthy, then leave room for a little bit of that we have. And so, and then a few things that we, I guess, appliances that are must-haves for our family are the rice cooker, because I was horrible with rice, having to remember what I started with and how much rice to add in and so on. So the rice cooker and the crock pot, we have a sauerkraut crock that we bought a few years ago, a sprout machine, so we kind of have, we need to pull it back out and use it again, but it's nice to have sprouts on hand all the time. And then Bosch mixers, we have two, and we taught our 14-year-old how to make bread, so they know if they really want. Now that I'm doing more business and I'm not baking bread as much as I used to, the kids have kind of taken over that a little bit. My son makes really good bread. He'll wake up, set the alarm at 5:30 because he knows he can have it on the table by 8, and so he's learned how to do bread. And then we actually enrolled my son, I don't know if I told you that, but my son Gideon in your courses online. So he has his little sourdough starter that he started up in the closet, and he's reminding himself to feed his sourdough starter. So it's just a lot of just kind of transferring that knowledge on to the kids. And then as far as, yeah, everything is run from home. So we have a room that's just specifically for my lotion business, and it's a room off the house, so everything is in there, And I'm pretty much, I like to get a lot done before the kids get up. So I wake up early, I go to bed early, and I start early. And then we usually take a break, and my husband and I will take a big walk while the kids start homeschooling and come back and kind of check on their work and go from there. My husband takes over a lot with the homeschooling and then gets lunch going. So it's kind of, we have a routine going with that, with the school day. So I'm trying to remember if I covered everything you had in that question.
I think you did, and what stood out to me is something I didn't ask you, and maybe people are wondering, but your company's called Made On Skincare Products, or sometimes I've said Made On Hard Lotion, but Made On is because you mark the date that all your products are made on, right on the product, right? That's where it comes from?
Right, right, and we came up with that because we have this high-end sea salt that we were buying from France. And I don't remember the name of the company, but when my in-laws would come and visit us from France, my mother-in-law would bring us a whole bunch of containers of the sea salt. And at the bottom of the container, they would have the name of the packager who packaged the sea salt, so it wasn't always the same every time we got it. And it was just kind of a neat way to show it's fresh. And for us, the other perk about having a product that isn't loaded with preservatives and fragrances is that that's usually what's a skin irritant. It's not just, you know, it could, whatever's in the product, could, you could have fantastic ingredients, but then if you have a lot of preservatives in it or extra fragrances that aren't natural, that's often what will irritate people's skin. So by having mm-hmm. that made-on date, even though the product, I put on there that there's a six-month guarantee shelf life. There's actually, it's actually more like a year, but that's kind of more to cover myself and also just to emphasize what you're getting here is fresh. It's not something that's been sitting on a store shelf for a long time. It's also the reason why, one of the reasons why we don't have it in retail stores. And we've tried some places locally, but it's such a unique product that to explain it to people as they, you know, you don't usually get a store merchant to say, try this, you rub it on your skin here, you know, this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we were able to even sell really well at the farmers markets is that we gave samples and showed people how it worked because it's such a different, unique thing. You don't want someone taking it home and using it as a soap. So that's my worst fear.
Yes, it would not work very well.
Right.
Well, I have to say, when I open up a new package of your hard lotion, I love the little handwritten. I think you do initials and the date.
Yeah, we do initials and the date. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's so neat. Such a, it's also a personal touch. I don't know if you said that. It's the freshness idea, but mm-hmm. it's also personal. It makes me feel like I know the person who made this, mm-hmm. and I appreciate them. And anyway, I do know you. But
and that's what neat. I like about the whole, you know, even with if I were to have some big distributor, and I don't know, maybe it'd grow to that point, but I love the part that I can be the one to answer emails or telephone calls or just chatting back on Facebook mm-hmm. or Instagram is just to know people because you want, once you get it out into stores, you lose that part of it where you don't know if the person answering your email is the person who made it or is, you know, five people down between. And so it's nice to have that personal. That's been the benefit of having a small business right now.
Yes, that's funny. I get a lot of emails with my online classes and things, and sometimes people will use the contact form and they'll say Wardy, and then there'll be a question mark, like, or whoever gets this message, and then they're going to do their question. Then I write back, and unless you know it goes astray or something, I answer emails sometimes mm-hmm. just within minutes, and then people will respond back and say, wow, that was fast. This is you know, the best customer service I've ever gotten. And that's what I want to provide. So I hear what you're saying. That's what you want to provide. And I know that's true, my experience with you. And that cannot be underestimated, the impact that has on our customers, to know that when they're writing to us, they're writing to the person, you know, with the information.
Right.
And that we care about them enough to you know, take care of their concerns promptly and, you know, with a smile and personally. We care about them.
Yeah. And in your case, too, because if someone's going to ask about, when I make yogurt, if it does this, is this the right, what should I do? You know, any kind of troubleshooting thing, they want to know that the person answering is, okay, oh, yeah, she actually did the video, so she knows what she's talking about.
No.
So I could trust her advice.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I just have another question for you before we talk about some fun things for our listeners here. With most people, there's a defining moment or moments that make them change course to get what they are today. If I think about my own family, I'd say it was food allergies and environmental allergies that made us look into both food triggers and how food was prepared to see if we couldn't make things better for our health. And also we looked at environmental triggers and traded our conventional commercial body care and cleaning products for more natural options like yours. So I'm wondering, do you or your family, is there a moment or moments or a big event in your life that led you to where you are today?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with, in our case, a couple of things. One, when we were first, early on in our marriage and, you know, raising kids, and we had a couple kids, obviously they were young and close in age, and I think a defining moment for us was, for me, getting stressed out, like, oh, I'm so busy, or I'm so this, I'm so that. And my husband's always been really good about, let's backtrack to figure out if we can solve this problem, because some people will just be very drastic about, okay, I've just got to go. If I just had more money, then I will have all my problems solved. If I just could just do this, it'll solve everything. And a lot of times it's just, okay, what about it in your environment, in your family life, in your whatever needs to change? And so I think back then it was realizing at one point that we felt like we had to have more income. And so rather than, you know, we just thought if my husband can get a better job or just get me go out and work or something, we could have more income, do more things and so on. And at that time, and this was back when we were, you know, early marriage, we decided, well, we can cut back on what we're doing in our lives instead of what's causing all this extra stress. And we realized just running around on the activities, because there's that pressure to sign your kids up into different programs and go out, then you're so stressed you have to go out to eat. And I think that's a big problem of how people get to where they are with their habits. And so you go through the drive-through because you don't have time to come home and make a meal, and it's because you signed up your kids for 5 different activities that week that you're going running around. And then you can't figure out why your kid's disrespectful to you, and it might be because you don't have time to give them the time of day. So it's, I think overall, and then when I look at the past 10 or 15 years, it's just slowly looking at, oh, okay, we are, partly I'm just, I enjoy being at home, so it's, how can I preserve that and keep that where it, how it is? And so once we figure that, like, looking at our expenses, instead of trying to boost our income, we're going to try to cut back on expenses. And so we did that by having a shopping list and by deciding, wow, we can save a lot more money if we baked our own bread, and look at the kids love it, and they're eating healthier. And so that really brought us to the point where we're eating healthier and making better food choices, and we're not running around so much with the kids anymore. And then we got so used to that idea of what was important to our family that when I was pregnant with number 8, and my husband was able to work from home, and we had this nice little life here in Northern California, and homeschooled, and I had my little growing business and on the side, that my husband was laid off. And so that was a huge, like, oh, okay, now what? Does that ruin all of our American dream of where we live? We'd have to go move to the Bay Area, find a job there for him. That would kind of uproot our lovely surroundings that we have here and all that. But it was also a time when Maidon business was starting to take off, but I had no time to devote to doing both, you know, business in one room and then running over to homeschool the kids in the other room and then making dinner and so on. So the last 2 years, especially the first year after the layoff, and that was also when I was like a month away from delivering my baby. So this is all at one time. And we decided, well, this is the economy that we have, and let's work the best that we can with it, and decided let's take a year to throw ourselves behind the business and see if we can get that to take off, because we had savings, you know, by then. And that's what we did. So we were able to actually use that year where it was difficult, because obviously there's some role reversal with that. My husband had to take on some more of the cooking, and but it ended up being really nice because he's taken on a lot more homeschooling, where he's kind of developing his own business with homeschooling. And then the kids have taken on a lot more of baking, like I said, baking bread and so on. So they're learning all these skills. They see how running a home business works, so they are all just chomping at the bit to get their own businesses going, which will happen eventually. But it's just a lot of making choices based on your own situation and trying to best find the problem and come up with your own solution. So long-winded, that's pretty much, that was a big turning point for us.
Well, that was fantastic to hear. And since I've been following your husband on Instagram for a while, he's so good about sharing, and now you're on Instagram now. He's so good about sharing those snapshots, you know, several times a day that as you're talking, I'm seeing, you know, where you are now. And he seems fantastic with homeschooling the kids, and there's shots of the kids doing things that are so helpful for your family. And I just feel like it's wonderful.
It's wonderful how you guys have settled into that.
And we all probably have times in our lives where we think this is way too much. But on the other side of it, God can bring us to, you know, a resolution that's very sweet.
Very
wonderful.
Right. Yeah. And it's not without its hard work, but when you see, wow, that we read this book a few years ago. It was a business book, and I wish I could remember the name of it. If I do, you could put it in the show notes. But it was kind of an allegory, and this character in the book called something called Juice the Jam, where any time you have a negative situation, you squeeze it enough to make something positive out of it. And so every time we think, oh, no, this is bad, we think, okay, can we get anything good out of this situation and make it profitable in some way or just beneficial to our family? Or And that's, we really feel looking back, wow, look at how far the kids have come because my husband has really invested. And I think there is something about, you know, dads and kids spending time together, and they're able to do that a lot now. And then, you know, when I come in and we're able to have three meals together as a family, which is really unusual. So instead of, like, complaining, you know, we have life that's so different than everybody else. We're thinking, wow, no, this is such a huge perk for us. So it's a huge benefit. And, it's nice to be able to see if just by asking questions, seeking wisdom from God, you can find a way to pull out of the negative and find something really positive out of it that may not have happened otherwise.
Such good advice. Well, I just so enjoyed visiting with you today, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been. And I just want to wrap up. Renee and I are going to mention some fun things that are going to happen starting today. The first is that you can right now go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/hardlotiongiveaway. And that will take you to a giveaway page where Renee and her business is sponsoring a giveaway of two $50 gift certificates to listeners and readers. And there's lots of ways to enter, so I encourage you to do that. So that's just fantastic. And you can go to her store and you can buy whatever you'd like, $50 gift certificate. Thank you so much for that generous offer, Renee. And that's going to start now, and it'll be open for a little bit over a week. So you have some time. Again, it's at knowyourfoodpodcast.com/hardlotiongiveaway. And now Renee is going to tell you about something else that she's giving you.
Yes, and if you want to, any time from the time you hear this podcast through the end of November 30th of 2012, you can use the discount code Know Your Food, so that just put that without any spaces, Know Your Food, and receive a 15% discount from Maidon. And with the $50 gift certificates, what I want people to enter to win that is because you can, this would be perfect for Christmas gifts. You can do the DIY if you want to use that for your, if you win and you want to use that to purchase a DIY kit, you have gifts at Christmas time. It could be, we also have a new tinted lip balm series that we just put out, and I found that using iron oxide is a safe ingredient. It's, by the way, all of our products are pretty much registered as 0 to 2 on the Environmental Working Group's website, and that's safecosmetics.org, I believe, and which is good. You want a low hazard rating if you are looking up any of your skincare products. So iron oxide is something that we just played around with and added to lip balm to make that to a tinted lip balm, and that comes in three different shades of color. So $50 can go a long way on our Maidon website, and that's at hardlotion.com.
Yes. So two people are going to win $50 gift certificates. Everybody can take advantage of the 15% off through November 30th of this year, 2012, by using the promo code KnowYourFood. So that's fantastic. And I'll just say again that all the things that Renee and I have talked about today are going to be linked from the show notes, and you can find that at knowyourfoodpodcast.com/9. And once again, the giveaway is at knowyourfoodpodcast.com/hardlotiongiveaway. And if you have any questions or comments for me, I just welcome you to go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/questions to submit your thoughts, or you can call my voicemail feedback line at 541-236-2330. And now Renee and I are going to say goodbye, but we hope to see you either on my site, Renee's site, or the giveaway. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wardy here again after that great talk with Renee. I want to remind you that I welcome your ratings and reviews in iTunes. They help others find my podcast, and they help me know what you're thinking about the things we share here. You can leave a rating or review in iTunes. I'd love it. Or you can also just find my podcast to subscribe if that's what you're after. Go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/iTunes. I also want to mention that another way to subscribe, if you've got a mobile device on the go, is through, well, two actually. You can do it through Stitcher. That's a mobile app for podcasts. There's also the app from Apple called Podcasts. You may like those better than iTunes on your desktop. It's totally up to you, and you have all those options. To find the Stitcher, if you're on the desktop, you go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/Stitcher. That's if you're on a desktop. Or if you're in the actual app on your mobile device, just search for Know Your Food with Wardy. And if you're in the podcast app, it's pretty easy to search. Also, just type in Know Your Food with Wardy, and you will find it there. So that's it, basically, for today's episode. I hope to see you at the show notes so you can enter the giveaway for the two free $50 gift certificates from Renee's online store, hardlotion.com. So to get to the giveaway and see all the show notes for what we talked about today, you can go to knowyourfoodpodcast.com/9, and we will see you there. Have a blessed week, everyone, and I'll see you next week.
It's the 21st century, a dangerous world. Preppers need food and medicine. Why not have the best? Enterfood.com does the shopping, prep, and packaging for you using the best organic ingredients on the planet. Right now, specials are available for listeners of this station. The all-organic vegetarian food storage pail and the herbal medicine cabinet. The pail holds up to 120 flavorful meals, super packed fresh to last up to 15 years, soaked, cooked, or raw. The herbal medicine cabinet holds everything you'll need to cure common ailments. Use these items in an emergency or use them when camping. You can't beat these prices. Call to order now, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or go to enterfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com, enterfood.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation. Order today and use the promo code E2E for an additional 5% off your order.
If everything you eat comes out of boxes stored in your freezer, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo. If you're afraid to take out your own garbage because the neighbor kids might beat you up, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
Over 50 free training classes are coming to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Mesa Convention Center Friday, October 26th and Saturday, October 27th. Gardening, alternative home building, off-grid living, food preservation, cooking with the sun, self-defense classes, canine demos, and more.
If you can kill a houseplant just by looking at it, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
This event is fun for the whole family and is the largest of its kind in the nation. Learn how to do it yourself. Learn how to defend yourself. Save money, save a life.
If the only screwdriver you own is made of orange juice and vodka, you might need the Self-Reliance Expo.
It's the Self-Reliance Expo at the Mesa Convention Center, Friday, October 26th and Saturday, October 27th. Go to selfrelianceexpo.com for information and tickets.
You've been listening to the Preparedness Radio Network, offering helpful and timely tips on preparing for natural and man-made disasters. Timely and useful tips on gardening and homesteading. Check us out online at BePreparedRadio.com. Until next time, remember, preparedness saves lives. This is the Preparedness Radio Network.